The following presentation is brought to you by The Realm Network.
This is Vince Russo's The Brand.
Hello, everybody. Welcome, welcome, welcome to That's Life. I am Vince Russo, and that's what this show is about, bro. This show is about life. Every Monday, we kind of stop and we take a look at who we are and where we are and what we can do to improve on ourselves, because improving on ourselves is going to make this a better world all around. That's why I start every Monday with That's Life, because I'm hoping that you might be able to take something away from this that you can think about, you can contemplate, you can dwell on all week. And bro, I'm always excited the first of the month, because it's to me like the first of the month, we can always start new. Because by the time we get 30 days in, 31 days in, we've messed up over the month. And we've made corrections along the way. And hopefully every month we're messing up less and less and less and less. But when we get to that first of the month, we are going in now with a perfect record. So I start this morning with a perfect record. And maybe this is the day you start exercising, you start taking care of your health. I know I'm going to kick in my intermittent fasting again today. It's the first of the month. Bro, it worked for me so well. I did it for about 6 months straight. I lost 40 plus pounds only to put half of it back on. But I'm going to get back on that today. I see my friend here on Twitch. I am live on twitch.tv/Russo, Vince Russo Live, twitch.tv/Vince Russo Live. My good friend, Rad Rob, is also starting fasting today. So, you know, guys, it is so important to be healthy in this day and age, especially with the COVID. Bro, I know last year on January 1st, I started fasting. I started taking supplements. I started taking vitamins and vitamin D and zinc and all that good stuff, bro, before Corona even kicked in, before it kicked in. And I really felt like that was God preparing me to be a little bit more healthy because of the days that were ahead. I honestly felt that. And like I said, through intermittent fasting, I lost about 40 pounds. I was a lot healthier, put it back on like we all do. Now I need to get back on that train once again. But the first of the month is always a new beginning for all of us, bro. Like, what do we need to work on? Do we start the practice of putting others before us? Do we really get into a deep self-evaluation? Guys, I'm going to be honest with you. The last couple of shows have been fueled by just certain situations and conversations with people that I have considered friends over the years. And with certain things that have been said and with certain actions, I've really started questioning those friendships. Because, guys, I don't know if people thought I was kidding. I don't know if people thought I was serious. Guys, I said, when I turn 60 and now I can see the end, I want to eliminate all drama from my life. I just want to be happy. I want to be happy in the things that I do. I want to be happy in the people that I work with. I just want to be happy. If at this point in my life, anything is making me unhappy, I want it to come off the list. And there have been situations since January 24th where I have been unhappy and I have been depressed and I have been frustrated. I've lost my temper. I've lost my cool. I've not handled things the way that I should have handled them. And there are a lot of things I know I need to get better at. But I don't want to be unhappy. Man, bro, who knows how much time we have left on this planet? None of us know. None of us know that. I just want to do things that make me happy. That's it. I want to be happy. You know, I want to glorify God. I want to serve God. I want to try to be the person that He created me to be. But with those experiences over the last month, guys, I got to tell you the first thing I do. When I have disagreements or arguments or frustrations with people that I would consider friends, that I am somewhat close to, guys, whether you want to believe this or not, it's the God honest truth. I will always look at myself first. That's the first thing I do. I look in the mirror first. You know, Vince, was it you? Was it something you did? Was it something you said? Was it something you triggered? Do you need to man up and apologize? Do you need to change the era of your ways? I always look at myself first. Like I said, whether it's an argument, whether it's a fight, whether it's a disagreement, I always look at myself first. I replay it. What did I say? How did I act? What was my demeanor? Where did I fall short? Where did I make a mistake? I always, always do that. But then, guys, you know, after I do that, I've got to look at the other person or people involved. And if I come to the conclusion that maybe surrounding myself with certain people is going to bring frustration into my life or unhappiness into my life or drama into my life, then maybe I need to eliminate that source. But I don't immediately blame it on the other person. It's a two-way street. So you really need to be honest with yourself. And you really, really need to look at yourself. And a lot of this, guys, is about prioritizing your life. We all need to prioritize our life. Bro, I know there's a lot of people listening to this show right now. And you may feel absolutely lost. Bro, you are not alone. We all feel lost. You know, let's be honest. We are all trying to figure out what our purpose here is. And we don't know. We were not born with a blueprint. Nobody handed us directions. We're walking through life trying to figure it out. But I don't think it's too difficult to figure out what our priorities should be. And I always like doing research, guys. I always like sharing things with you. This is what I saw. I saw an article today from West Angeles, Church of God in Christ. And it was from a bishop, a man by the name of Bishop Blake. And I love this because it was 10 soul-searching questions to prioritize your life. And I want to share this with you guys, and I want you guys and gals to listen to every single one of these. And let me read you what Bishop Blake has to say. In the story in John 4, 45 to 47, a nobleman's son was dying. The boy's family was rich. He had the best of care. He had the best medical attention, the best doctors, but all to no avail. It was about this time that the nobleman realized that Jesus had returned to Cana, so he rushed to Cana, which was about a day's journey by foot, to seek the help of Jesus Christ. This is all in the Bible, guys. John 4, 45, 47. Being a nobleman and an officer of the king, I'm sure he usually sent folks to get whoever he wanted to see. But this was a matter of such urgency and importance, he had to go himself. This nobleman's life was turned upside down. Have you ever had an experience that changed the whole nature and course of your life? Have you ever had an experience that caused you to re-examine your priorities, to re-evaluate how you spent your time and your energy? Has someone you really loved and depended on let you down and disappointed you to the degree that your life was impacted? Have you ever pursued an objective, and once you obtain that objective, you found that it was far from being worth the trouble you went through to obtain it? Has there ever been someone in your life that you did not prioritize or value until they were no longer in your life? All those questions I just asked, I am sure they pertain to all of us. So I want to go through this list of what Bishop Blake says, 10 priorities to be built around the following questions. Ask yourself these following questions, guys. You may want to write them down. Number one, at the end of my life, what will I wish I had given my attention to? You know, guys, I always say with the industry I'm in, there are so many people that are giving attention to the wrong thing. There are so many people that are giving attention to things that don't matter. At the end of my life, I wish I had given more attention to my to God first, without a shadow of a doubt, and to my family second. That is what I will look back on. I wish I had given more attention to God, and I wish I had given more attention to my family and the people I love, because those really are the two most important things at the end of the day. God first, family second, bro. I don't know how anybody can argue that. It's not work. It's not money. It's not wrestling. God first, family second. I don't think that is even up for debate. As I look upon my life, what pursuits, what endeavors genuinely promise the most lasting and fulfilling emotional and mental benefits? What endeavors genuinely promise the most lasting and fulfilling emotional and mental benefits? To me, guys, it was seeking God, and it was glorifying God and glorifying his kingdom, and the ongoing search of who I am, why I'm here, and what he created me to do. I always come back to that, and that always centers me, because nothing else really matters. And I get caught up in moments, guys, just like we all get caught up in moments. But at the end of the day, I am calm when I am seeking God and I am trying to understand. What role have I allowed God to have in the planning of my life? Bro, this is a great one. Because I tell you guys, until I was saved, man, we're going on almost 20 years now. It was all about me. It was all about what I wanted. It was all about my desires, how much money I wanted to make. When I hit that brick wall, bro, despite my success, despite the money I made, despite the accolades, despite all that, when I hit that brick wall, I gave the keys to the car over to God. And I said, you know what? You've got the blueprint. You know why you created me. You know why I'm here. Show me. Show me. Drive the car. I will come along for the ride. Drive the car. And I can only tell you guys, that has made my life so much easier. That's all I could tell you. I can only tell you my experience. Number four, have I listed from most important to least important the various pursuits and people that I value? Have I listed most important to least important? Guys, list them. And I'm telling you, if money is number one on that list, you're pursuing the wrong things, guys. Because God says you can't serve two masters. You can't serve money and you can't serve me. And I am here to tell you guys that at a point in my life, many, many years ago, I made a lot of money. And that money did not make me happy. And I am telling you guys, if that is at the top of the list, you need to reevaluate that list. Because money is not going to bring happiness. Now, what you should be pursuing is happiness. What is going to bring happiness? What is going to bring fulfillment? If you ask me, what brings me happiness and what brings me fulfillment is trying to serve God. Number five, have I adequately examined those things that I consider to be basic and essential to my life? What do I really need to survive? Guys, I talk about this all the time. If you really sat down and made a list of what you really need to survive, it would shock you. You see this ridiculous office? You see these ridiculous things around me in this office? I don't need any of these things. I don't need this microphone. I need my heart. I need my head. And I need my mouth. That's what I need. Really sit down. Break down the basics. You don't need the expensive car. You don't need the huge house. I don't need 4,000 record albums. When you talk about the bare basics of what you really need, you would be amazed. What course of life will result in the least regret, the least confusion, the least hassle in my life? What course of life will result in the least regret, confusion, and hassle in my life? Wow, bro. Can you imagine if we can eliminate regret, confusion, and hassle, and we just were at ease? We just felt a peace. What's going to give you that peace? Regret, confusion, hassle. None of that is peace. So what are we doing that's creating that? And how do we eliminate that? And how do we find peace? You know, bro, it's not coincidental that God was called the Prince of Peace. Number seven, do my pursuits confirm to my beliefs about God, God's Word, and the Holy Bible? Is what I'm pursuing in line with the beliefs of God, God's Word, and the Holy Bible? Looking for acceptance in the world, looking to please others, looking to be accepted by others, that's not God, and that's not God's Word. God says the only one you have to please is me. That's what it should be all about. Because if you're living to please me, that's all that matters. Looking to please other human beings, bro, you're never going to please everybody. And I think everybody knows that from the Vince Russo model. There are people that like me. There are people that hate me. It's the same person. So you're not ever going to please everybody. You may please one person and at the same time piss somebody else off. So what you should strive for is to please God. As I set my priorities, what is right and what is just? What is right? What is right when I set my priorities? And what is right means what is right in the eyes of God and not in the eyes of the world. Because in the eyes of the world, what is right is you. What is right is success. What is right is ego. In the eyes of God, what is right is putting other people before you. Two completely different things. What will bring me peace? What will bring peace to the people who are around me? That is what I've been pursuing. That is a priority for me. I want peace. I just want peace. How can I find personal fulfillment? Guys, I'm going to tell you, you can go look in a lot of places. I'm telling you, you ain't going to find it. You ain't going to find it in money. You ain't going to find it in a job. You ain't going to find it in personal relationships. There's only one way you're going to find personal fulfillment. And that's when you're walking step by step with God. But that's me. And you won't know until you pursue that and find that out for yourself. But you're given that choice whether that's what you want to do or not. We all agree that those are very, very important questions. And these are questions that we often seek to avoid. And we seldom really ask except when trouble comes. Trouble can sometimes help you to sort out what your priorities should really be, but it's best to sort things out before you have trouble. Gosh, that is so much easier said than done. We shouldn't be looking at prioritizing things in our life when our life becomes congested with trouble. We should do it before we ever get there. The nobleman in this passage of scripture was in trouble, but this nobleman was persistent. He could have walked away, but his love and his concern for his son and his faith in Jesus Christ compelled him to persist. Put Jesus first in your life. Jesus wants to establish a relationship with you. His word will fill you with faith. The word of God will help you trust God and to walk in the power and anointing of Almighty God. Make Jesus the priority in your life. And guys, that is it in a nutshell. Everything we just discussed. If Jesus is the priority of your life, then everything else falls into place. And again, I am telling you that based on my experience. It is a personal decision that you must make. You know where you are in your life. You know if you're happy. You know if you're depressed. You know if your priorities are screwed up. You know if you have things that you need to change. You know if you're hitting the same brick wall that I hit over and over again. You know if you're not moving forward. You know if you need help. You know if you're not able to figure things out. You know all these things. And you always got God sitting right there. You've got God sitting right there saying, I can help you. I can guide you. I can take the burden off of you. I am the Prince of Peace, and I can fill you with peace and love and understanding and fulfillment. But you've got to ask, because God gives you that freedom of choice. And all you have to do is ask. God will never say no, regardless of what sins you've committed, regardless of your resume. He will never say no. He will never turn his back on you. God knows we are all sinners. That's the world that we live in. That's it, everybody. That is life. I want to thank you for joining me. I hope you think about what we talked about today, because I do feel that if you're listening to this show, it wasn't by chance. This is a show that you're supposed to be listening to at this point, at this time. That's it, everybody. That's life. I love you. God bless you. I'll see you next time.
The preceding presentation was brought to you by The Realm Network.